lesson learned in time. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you have the time of your life.
I also liked how they changed.
It's Tuesday afternoon. It's 4 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Valencia, and it's time for this week's Music Without Borders show.
Hang around.
That was Hang the Rich by Dickie Landry. My name's DJ D-Rex. I'm super excited to be back on the air here on Radio Valencia with Music Without Borders. I am going to be playing a lot of fantastic songs for the next couple of hours. I wanted to kick it off with Hang the Rich because the theme... It started out kind of as a literally let's eat the rich theme, and I've let it expand to songs about class solidarity, revolution, anything that makes you feel like you got to get your ass out of the seat and get acting on behalf of yourself, your community, your fellow human beings. And there's a lot of different songs over the years that have done that, and I've got a good, oh man. I'm excited for you all to hear these songs I have for you. Let's just say that. This next song is called There Is Power in a Union. It is by Billy Bragg.
Indian cents, English pounds, and Eskimo pence.
You know what? Don't stop.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. My name is Quizmaster D-Rex. If you're just tuning in, you've been hearing some of my favorite songs about class revolution, about class solidarity, revolution, things that make me feel hopeful, things that make me want to get up off my ass, off this chair, and join a movement, join a union, do something to better our community. So a couple songs ago, that was There Is Power in a Union by Billy Bragg. This playlist would be absolutely incomplete without Billy Bragg. He, in my opinion, is probably the ultimate to kind of derive their style and their politics from Woody Guthrie, who I'll definitely be playing later. Billy Bragg is a powerhouse, and I love him. After that, we played The Magnificent Seven by The Clash. We all know and love The Clash. This next song I'm going to play is a newer song by someone I just kind of came across. Her name is Carcy Blanton, and this is a fun little bluesy track called Rich People.
Seem like bad news all the time. We got blood and fire and wars and crime. They try to tell me who I ought to blame, but I know who it is, 'cause it's always the same. But don't be ashamed if you get confused when you talk to your friends or you watch the news. They try to tell you where it all went wrong. Now you don't need to argue, just sing this song. It was rich people stacking the deck, rich people with big fat checks, rich people they're having a ball, rich people been fucking us all. Back in 1979, the Western world was in decline. So Ronald Reagan and Thatcher too, well, they fixed it right up, but not for you, just for the rich people stacking the deck, rich people with big fat checks, rich people they're having a ball, rich people they're fucking us all now. It ain't the Jews. Rich people don't pay no dues. Who did the crime? It ain't the blacks. Rich people don't pay no taxes. Who took your job? It ain't immigration. It's rich people with corporations. And who threw the vote? It ain't rednecks. Rich people with big fat checks. Rich people stacking the deck. Rich people with big fat checks. Rich people having a ball now. Rich people just fucking us all. Rich people stacking the deck. Rich people with their big fat checks. Rich people they're having a ball. Rich people been fucking us all.
Frustration is our only anger. To be poor
To Be Poor is a Crime by Freddie MacGregor. We're all familiar with the impact that reggae music has had on protest music. Everybody knows and loves Bob Marley, but Freddie MacGregor is a name there that we should all know as well, and I love that song. I mean, we live in an age... First of all, I will say all political opinions expressed are my own, not of Radio Valencia, and I'm only going to be playing tracks today, which I agree with, so I'm not going to do a whole lot of talking, but you're going to know where I feel based on the music that I play. This next song is by someone who may be a bit problematic. I'm not going to vouch for everything about him. His name is Todrick Hall. He's a bit of an infamous icon in the queer community. He's worked with a lot of folks. He does some incredible songs with some dances, but sometimes he kind of steps in it. He even addresses that in this song where he says, "I do pay my dancers," which may or may not be true, but this is a song that came out during the pandemic about whether or not we should have been paying rent after people had lost their jobs and still needed shelter. It's a great song. This is called Rent by Todrick Hall.
Hi, this is Rachel from the leasing office, and we've noticed there's been a lot of noise coming from Unit 301, a lot of partying, a lot of mess, and you haven't paid your rent yet. Can someone please give us a call back? Because at this point, I think you guys need to leave.
Dear landlord, girl, I think you must be bored. Saw your notice on my door, but I tossed it on the floor. See, Miss COVID came and shut us down, so like, it's our time to party now. So, ma'am, I'm saying this as nice as I can. Fuck the rent. I just got fired, so you ain't getting the sack. And that stimulus check they sent already spent. Oh, girl, I said what I said, and that's what I meant. Fuck the rent.
Again, we just got a call from a neighbor complaining about excessive parking, which is odd because you're in our no pets wing. I took the liberty of watching your Insta stories, and I know that you're quarantining here, so call me back, or I'm calling the cops.
I've got two cats, a dog, a ferret, but no pet deposit. I've been a rebel since the devil strutted out of the closet. So bend over, I'll show you where to put your noise complaints. And if you think you're gonna evict us, let me tell you, you ain't. Fuck the rent. Just reload me so you ain't getting a cent. And that stimulus check they sent already spent. Oh girl, I said what I said, and that's what I meant. Fuck the rent. I'm staying here, but honey, I'm not paying. But I do pay my dancers. I'm just saying. I say it again. Fuck the rent. Fuck the rent.
Thank you. send its phone if you need to vent. You're embarrassing yourself, can't you take a hint? Cause I said what I said and that's what I meant. Fuck the rent.
Rachel again, and I just wanted you guys to know that I quit that job. I hate that fucking place, so if you guys want a party, let a bitch know. Also, are you looking for a roommate?
It is nice to block the doorway. It is nice to go to jail. There are nicer ways to do it. Ways always fail. It isn't nice, it isn't nice. You told us once, you told us twice. But if that is freedom's price, we don't mind. It is nice to carry banners, or to sit in on the floor, or to shout our cry of freedom. And the three-man picket line, Mr. Charlie didn't see us, and he might as well be blind. Now our new ways aren't nice when we deal with men of ice. But if that is freedom's price, we don't mind. How about those years of lynching and the shot in Ebers' back? It wasn't proper. Did you stand out on the track? You were quiet just like mice. Now you say we are nice. Well, if that is freedom's price, we don't mind. It is nice to block the doorway. It is nice to go to jail. There are nicer ways to do it.
All right, that one was It Isn't Nice by Melvina Reynolds. I love her. I love that song. You might recognize her voice from that Tiny Boxes song that was the theme song for the show Weeds. She's got a lot of great protest songs. She is a legend. Speaking of legend, I'm going to go back and play a song that absolutely had to make this playlist. I'm sure nobody could do a radio hour like this without including Gil Scott-Heron. This is The Revolution Will Not Be Televised.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29th. districts, the revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lifes of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
All right. Classic. That is a classic. I haven't heard that one in way too long. We're going to have a bit of a hip-hop stretch here. There's so many genres that I could call from, and we'll be doing all of the genres, I do believe, but this is A Tribe Called Quest with We the People. I'm going to follow that up with local icon The Coup, and then I'll be back with you. Here is We the People by A Tribe Called Quest.
We don't believe you, cause we the people are still here in the rear, yo, we don't need you. You ain't a killing off good young nigga move. When we get hungry, we eat the same fucking food, the ramen noodle. This simple voodoo is so maniacal, reliable to pull a juju. The irony is that this bad bitch in my lab, she don't tell me she make money, she don't study that. She gon' give it to me, ain't gon' tell me none of that. She gon' take the brain away the place she spit on that. Vidor's and signs with it. Don't try to rhyme with it. VH1 has a show that you can waste the time with. Guilty pleasures take the edge off reality. And for a salary, I'll probably do that sporadically. The OG Gucci boots are smitten with iguanas. The IRS will honestly, and they can get common. Niggas in the hood living in a fishbowl. Gentrify here, now it's not a shithole. Trend set up, I know, my shit's cold. Hand set up because I ain't so bold. But yeah, all you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go. And all you poor folks, you must go. Muslims and gays, boy, we hate your ways. So all you bad folks, you must go.
The fog and the smog of new media, the logs, false narratives of guys that came up against the odds. We're not just nigga rappers with the bars. It's kismet that we're cosmic with the stars. You masses overlooking street art, better yet street smart, but you keep us off the charts. Some of the fucking numbers ain't your statisticians. Fuck y'all know about true competition. Just like the A.O. picture on there talking about he hitting. The only one who's hitting are the ones that's currently spitting. We got Jamissi smitten, rubbing on a little kitten, dreaming up a world that's equal for women with no division. Boy, I tell you, that's vision. Like Tony Romo when he hitting with it. The tribe be the best in 8th division. Shaheed Muhammad cut it with precision. Who can come back years later, still hit the shot? Still, I'm trying to move you off the fucking block. Babylon, blood clot. Troop on your head, top.
All you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go. And all you poor folks, you must go. Muslims and gays, boy, we hate you all.
So all you bad folks, you must go.
Help me out.
Houston, get ready to rock. New York, are you ready to rock?
right. That was The Coup with 5 million Ways to Kill a CEO. Who's ready to brawl? I'm ready to brawl. I'm going to keep it up with some more hip-hop coming at you. This next one is Immortal Technique with The Poverty of Philosophy.
Most of my Latino and black people who are struggling to get food, clothes, and shelter in the hood are so concerned with that that philosophizing about freedom and socialist democracy is usually, unfortunately, beyond their rationale. They don't realize that America can't exist without separating them from their identity. Because if we had some sense of who we really are, there's no way in hell we'd allow this country to push its genocidal consensus on our homelands. This ignorance exists, but it can be destroyed. Niggas talk about change and working within the system to achieve that. The problem with always being a conformist is that when you try to change the system from within, it's not you who changes the system. It's the system that will eventually change you. There is usually nothing wrong with compromising a situation, but compromising yourself in a situation is another story completely. And I have seen this happen long enough in the few years that I've been alive to know that it's a serious problem. Latino America is a huge colony of countries whose presidents are cowards in the face of economic imperialism. You see, third world countries are rich places, abundant in resources, and many of these countries have the capacity to feed their starving people and the children we always see digging for food and trash on commercials. But plutocracies, in other words, a government run by the rich, such as this one, and traditionally oppressive European states, force the third world into buying overpriced, unnecessary goods while exporting huge portions of their natural resources. I'm quite sure that people will look upon my attitude and sentiments and look for hypocrisy and hatred in my words. My revolution is born out of love for my people, not hatred for others. You see, most of Latinos are here because of the great inflation that was caused by American companies in Latin America. Aside from that, many are seeking a life away from the puppet democracies that were funded by the United States. Places like El Salvador, Guatemala, Peru, Colombia, Nicaragua, Ecuador, and La República Dominicana. And not just Spanish-speaking countries either, but Haiti and Jamaica as well. As different as we have been taught to look at each other by colonial society, we are in the same struggle. And until we realize that, we'll be fighting for scraps from the table of a system that has kept us subservient instead of being self-determined. And that's why we have no control over when the embargo will stop in Cuba or when the bombs will stop dropping in Vieques. But you see, here in America, the attitude that is fed to us is that outside of America, there live lesser people. Fuck them, let them fend for themselves. No, fuck you. They are you. No matter how much you want to dye your hair blonde and put fake eyes in or follow an anorexic standard of beauty, or no matter how many diamonds you buy from people who exploit your own brutally to get them, no matter what kind of car you drive or what kind of fancy clothes you put on, you will never be them. They're always gonna look at you as nothing but a little monkey. I'd rather be proud of what I am rather than desperately try to be something I'm really not, just to fit in. And whether we want to accept it or not, that's what this culture or lack of culture is feeding us. I want a better life for my family and for my children, but it doesn't have to be at the expense of millions of lives in my homeland. We're given the idea that if we didn't have these people to exploit, that America wouldn't be rich enough to let us have these little petty material things in our lives and basic standards of living. No, that's wrong. It's the business giants and the government officials who make all the real money. We have whatever they kick down to us. My enemy is not the average white man. It's not the kid down the block or the kids I see on the street. My enemy is the white men I don't see. The people in the White House, the corporate monopoly owners, fake liberal politicians. Those are my enemies. The generals of the armies that are mostly conservative. Those are the real motherfuckers that I need to bring it to. Not the poor, broke, country-ass soldier that's too stupid to know shit about the way things are set up. In fact, I have more in common with most working and middle-class white people than I do with most rich black and Latino people. As much as racism bleeds America, we need to understand that classism is the real issue. Many of us are in the same boat, and it's sinking while these bougie motherfuckers ride on the luxury liner. And as long as we keep fighting over kicking people out of the little boat we're all in, we're gonna miss an opportunity to gain a better standard of living as a whole. In other words, I don't want to escape the plantation. I want to come back
free all my people. Hang the motherfucker that kept me there and burn the house to the goddamn ground. I want to take over the encomienda and give it back to the people who work the land. You cannot change the past, but you can make the future. And anyone who tells you different is a fucking lethargic devil. I don't look at a few token Latinos and black people in the public eye as some type of achievement for my people as a whole. Most of those successful individuals are just sellouts and house Negroes. But I don't consider brothers a sellout if they move out of the ghetto. Poverty has nothing to do with our people. It's not in our culture to be poor. That's only been the last 500 years of our history. Look at the last 2,000 years of our existence and what we brought to the world in terms of science, mathematics, agriculture, and forms of government. You know, the idea of a confederation of provinces where one federal government controls the states? The Europeans who came to this country stole that idea from the Iroquois League. The idea of impeaching a ruler comes from an Aztec tradition. That's why Montezuma was stoned to death by his own people, because he represented the agenda of white Spaniards once he was captured, not the Aztec people who would become Mexicans. So in conclusion, I'm not going to vote for anybody just because they black or Latino. They have to truly represent the community and represent what's good for all of us proletariat. Porque si no, entonces te mando pa'l carajo, cabrón, gusano, hijo de puta. Seramos libres pronto. ¡Viva la revolución!
¡Viva la revolución!
Y era best track.
All right. Viva la revolución. That was Immortal Techniques. Such a powerful song. We're going to keep it moving here. More hip-hop. Going to switch it up a bit after this. But here is Public Enemy with Fight the Power.
Get our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Fight the power! Fight the power! Fight the power! is he straight out racist? The sucker was simple and plain.
Motherfuck you mean, John Wayne?
Cause I'm black and I'm proud. Already I'm hyped cause I'm amped. Most of my heroes don't appear in no stamp. Sample, look back, you look and find nothing but rednecks for 400 years if you check.
Don't worry, the app
was a number one jam. Damn if I said you could slap me right here. Get it.
Let's get this party started right.
Right on.
Come on.
What we got to say. In order to fight the powers that be,
fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
We got to fight the powers that be.
Check this out, man.
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy got a...
I'm back. That was Fight the Power, Public Enemy. You know, but I played a tripod called Quest, the coup, Immortal Technique, then Public Enemy. That is four straight powerful hip-hop bangers. I'm feeling energized. I'm feeling good. We're going to back it off just a little bit, but keep it kind of in that realm. This is Queen by Janelle Monáe and Erykah Badu.
Is it pumpkin?